my friends, Jacobs here one more time. Thank you for pressing play, for spending a little quality time with me as we move over to jolly old England. And we're going to be discussing the Royal Sussexes. You get it? Sussexes? Sus! No, but I'm serious. I'm always serious. There's a lot of buzz and a lot of hubbaboo. Is that a word, hubbaboo? There's a lot of hubbaboo surrounding the royals. We've had a lot of, it's been a tough year for them. A lot of people died. Queen died. You know, Prince Charles became King Charles at the coronation on May 5th. You know, when there was like an eclipse and a lot of weird things that happened, like the Grim Reaper showing up.
King Charles was just coronated on the Stone of Destiny, Jacob's pillow. And besides, of course, the fact that the Grim Reaper showed up, which has everybody talking, there's a lot that needs to be discussed. It happened on an eclipse in Scorpio. Some say he is the Scorpion King, but the stone is important.
Hit video saying that this is like going to be a bad omen. There's some stuff that's going on. Tabloids were awash with news from Harry and Meghan. You know, Harry, the red-haired Harry, who's basically in the States. He married Meghan Markle. The whole thing was just a big shambles. So much gossip and so much talk about all the bitterness and the anger and the anxiety between the brothers, the younger brother and the older brother, which I see as quite symbolic. But lately, the talk has been about Kate. That's William's bride. You know, she's the mother of his children. She wore some interesting things when she was, you know, when she had her baby. She wore the Rosemary's Baby outfit from Rosemary's Baby. It's like identical. It's very spooky. Discussed it. When they did their portrait, the big portrait for, you know, the royals get their portrait done. It was huge news. She was wearing the vampire's wife's dress. Like, literally, that was the name of it. These are all freaky, interesting things. But the reason I'm talking to you today is because people are saying she may not be her anymore. That's right. A lot of people, I've talked about this as well, have been concerned about Kate Middleton. She's Piper. Remember Piper? Piper is her sister. Remember you thought Piper was so cute? Well, she had a boyfriend, her ex-boyfriend. His name, Kingston. Kingston, and I think his first name is Thomas, and he was like 45 years old, and he just died. This is all royal family interesting news. Of course, we knew that Jacob Rothschild just passed away, and all of the wild craziness that surrounded the fact that it happened on 2/6/2024, the same day McDonald's became McDonald's and says on 2/26 it happens. The world changed, especially when it comes to banking. But this guy, he's dead too. He's another one of the royals, just gone. He was married to Lady Gabriella. And, you know, he's Pippa's ex-boyfriend. People are calling it a little bit suspect because he died of what they're calling very, like, massive blunt trauma to the head by a gun. He was by a gun. I guess he got shot in the head. There's no real news on whether or not it was him that did it, or, you know, they're kind of calling it like an accident, but it's strange. Kate goes missing. There's the connection to Thomas. Someone on X responded to me and said, I got my working crime theory. This was Elizabeth Wingfelt, said, my working true crime theory. Kate and Kingston had an affair. William beat up Kate to the point that she needed surgery because she was unrecognizable. Even though he probably has mistresses and everything else, she added. And then she said William was enraged and went after Kingston. And then, that's her true crime theory. I said that would make a great B-movie because it seems like reality today is sort of following a B-movie plot. So, of course, there's royalty to be spilling today when it comes to this stuff. It's just suspect. You know, if he had died from a heart attack, probably wouldn't be that big of a deal. But the fact that he's connected to Pippa, and Pippa's connected to Kate, or maybe there's something else going on. That's what other people are saying. People are saying, you know, Kate, she supposedly went under surgery for her stomach. I spoke about this just recently. I've talked about the royals for a long time. You know that, right? You know that at the coronation, there was a lot of weird stuff. I actually even titled a video, The Last Coronation. As if, you know, King Charles is, that's it. You know, this is going to be the last coronation. After him, it's no longer going to be coronations. And of course, I spoke about this. Like the Queen of Denmark had abdicated the throne, and like the son took over, but there was no coronation. So now people are thinking, you know, that King Charles is going to abdicate the throne, and maybe William will take over. But there's this weird thing now surrounding Kate, and there's a lot of strangeness. I knew it was going to be strange when I did this video.
King Charles was just coronated on the Stone of Destiny, Jacob's Pillow. And besides, of course, the fact that the Grim Reaper showed up, which has everybody talking, there's a lot that needs to be discussed. It happened on an eclipse in Scorpio. Some say he is the Scorpion King, but the stone is important.
A stone that's been beneath kings for many thousands of years. It's called the Stone of Destiny or the Stone of Scoon, otherwise known as Jacob's Pillow. I've done video after video about this. I've studied it and researched it and followed people who, some of the best researchers in the world, have tried to track down the location of this stone. The stone which supposedly holds properties that can unlock the mysteries of all things, as when the patriarch Jacob slept on it, he had a dream of a ladder going up to heaven, where the angels of God ascended and descended upon him. And he understood that God was in that place. It also goes by other names like the Holy Grail, and many people have set out on quests to find it. In fact, it was actually stolen by thieves once from the place it was securely kept.
At the coronation, the horses got spooked, acted all weird. Just recently, they had, you know, the two black horses and the one white horse, and they were, like, parading down the street, and it was, like, a big deal, and they had, like, a captured flag, and they had, like, an empty boot. People were saying that it symbolized someone passing away. So people are like, where's Kate? Where's Kate? Where's Kate Middleton? And so, just I guess a day or two ago, the news broke. Here she is in the car. This is a picture of her. But people are going kooky. They're like, hang on a second. What did she just, you know, she kind of just eat a lot and gain a lot of weight because she looks like she's gained some weight, or her face is swollen or something else. Maybe she's really been ill. Something really happened. But people are pointing out the fact that she doesn't seem to have her mole anymore, which is kind of hard to, you know, describe. Here, take a look at the picture here. It's like you can't really make it out. But then again, it's a very blurry picture. It's very grainy. It's not the best image. You know, if the royals wanted to quell people's suspicion, they probably could have done a better job. But supposedly she's just, you know, she's just trying to, you know, get better and all that stuff. Princess Kate of Kate Hall. My super dainty Kate, for daintiest of all Kates, Kate, take this of me, Kate. That's from Shakespeare, one of his plays. But Kate, the princess, she, the royal news, the pals had to break their silence on the rumors of this. And guess who's the one that's breaking the news? It's her uncle. Did you know Kate had an uncle? I didn't know. I just found out that he was like a multimillionaire, like drug dealer. This guy's like sus as they can get. Vanity Fair even did an article back in 2009. Prince William to have a drug-dealing uncle-in-law? Weird. But this guy, Gary Goldsmith, who has been like, you know, there's been like a video, undercover video of this guy popping this, doing this, talking about how the royals come over and everything else while he's giving people ecstasy. I don't know. The little bit of research that I did, it doesn't seem like they have a very popular opinion of this guy. He doesn't seem like he's the best. But guess what? I guess he's going to be on Big Brother. Because that's normal, right? For a B-movie, at least. And he spoke out about the Duchess of Sussex in the celebrity Big Brother house recently. Kind of, some people were saying that he was kind of, you know, going off on Meghan and stuff like that. But I don't know. I didn't see it. But I do know that there is a division. And I do know that I've talked about the royal family in depth. In fact, especially about Prince Harry. Because he's red-haired, and we know the symbolism there. I even put out a little poem today. I said, red-haired Harry waiting in the wings. dual citizenship and all the perks it brings. The elder shall serve the younger, and a royal line restored. This is a test for the king the world tried to ignore. Meaning that I'm putting it out there. I just got a vibe. Like, wouldn't it be interesting if the red-haired ruler comes in? We've talked about this. And the fact that, you know, a lot of people say that he doesn't really look like Charles at all. He looks like Diana's, like, tennis coach. People are saying that. I'm not saying it's true. But there are rumblings, and there are people that are saying that this is, there's something else in the midst here. Like, perhaps, maybe, you know, it's a, the royal line is going to be coming back to where it should be. That's what people are saying. I'm not one of those people. I just find it interesting. Once again, this is just a speculation. This is just me trying to encourage you into looking into world events and seeing that your life is so much simpler and so much better. Aren't you glad you don't have to deal with this? Aren't you glad that your wife didn't wear, like, Rosemary's Baby's outfit so the world could take pictures of you? It's strange. Even Vlad, you know Vlad, he comes on the show now and then, tries to get me to talk about kooky things. Even Vlad was talking about Kate. And I'm supposed to say what exactly?
You are supposed to tell them about the portrait. The portrait.
The portrait.
For first time in 10 years, the prince and his bride, they do the portrait painted by the very famous artist, Jimmy Corath.
And?
On June 23rd of the month. That is the number for the Illuminati. And I have proof. Prince is a vampire. Blah, blah, I want to suck your blood. That kind of vampire, I'm telling you.
What proof?
In portrait, Kate Middletown.
Ton.
What?
Never mind.
Kate Middletown is wearing the vampire's wife's dress. The vampire's wife's dress! This one!
It is proof!
It is proof that he must be a vampire!
Because she wore a dress, that's your proof.
She wore a green dress, like the green horse of the apocalypse.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
Think about it. It is the dress worn by the wife of the vampire. It is the vampire's wife's dress that she wore.
Or maybe it's just a clothing line that she likes. And it's the same dress that she wore when she went to Ireland in 2020. I know about the dress.
I think to myself. I say, self, perhaps it is cry for help. She is asking for our help. Maybe not cry for help. Maybe she is telling everyone to our faces as a joke. Kind of like, ha ha ha, I am married to a vampire.
Uh-huh.
That is what you say on the show. This, my friends, is totally sucks.
Sus.
No, sucks, because vampires, they suck the blood. No, I want to suck your blood. Blah, blah. That is the whole thing. Come on. Totally sucks.
Yeah, no, listen. I gotta tell you, Vlad. You need a little bit more than that to go on before I do a show. That's right. You need a little more. You need a little more research there, pal.
Oh, I see. You are a suspect of my research abilities. Well, what if I told you that she wore Mia Farrow's dress from that movie with the Satan baby? Rosemary's Baby!
Well, I'd say she was probably wearing it, like, at a costume party.
Perhaps maybe she likes she's into the horror stuff. Costume party. That's what I'd say. But she wore it the day the baby was born.
You're kidding me.
The day that she introduced her son, Prince Louis, to the world, she was wearing the same dress as Mia Farrow in Rosemary's Baby.
Rosemary's Baby? The horror film about the lady who, you know, they drug and then, like, the cult brings down, the devil comes, takes advantage of her, and she gets pregnant with the devil's baby, Satan's child. You're talking about that movie, the Rosemary with Mia Farrow. Yeah, that movie. She was wearing that dress?
Now you are catching on, my friend.
Identical. Identical?
According to Harper's Bazaar, of course.
Oh, well, Harper's Bazaar. Yeah, that is weird. That is weird. Harper's Bazaars. That sells it.
Perhaps it is cry for help.
Or coincidence.
Perhaps they are telling us to our face to prepare.
Or coincidence.
Where is your garlic?
Why?
Because of course I want to make you nice sauce for dinner, you meatball. It's like to for the vampires. They do not like the garlic. What is wrong with you?
All right.
You could use some of my garlic powder. You put it in your hand, you blow it in their eyes, and they can't see anymore.
Lots of weird stuff connected to the royals. The Scorpion King, King Charles, connected to Vlad the Impaler, Count Dracula himself. It's all strange. The fact that the queen wouldn't allow garlic at the table, it's a little spooky. It's probably just because of bad breath. But it's a little more interesting when we start to think these things. But what do you think? Do you think that there's something going on? Do you think there was a little tryst going on? A little love triangle? You think Kate was, you know, kind of coming over and seeing Kingston on the side because there's a connection with Pippa and maybe they knew each other? You think William flew off into a rage like she had said on X? I don't think that's the case. I don't know what the case is, but I do know that it's sus. That's why I did this show a couple of years ago, The Royal Sus X's. You know, at the time the coronation went down, do you know what else was going down? Dragon was docking to the space station. So the dragon was in the heavens when the king was being coronated. At the same time, there was an eclipse. But, you know, that's nothing that's weird at all. And then like a month later, you know, Lilith showed up in Diablo in New York saying, "Welcome to hell." There's a time in scripture when, you know, the corrupt people that are in charge, hashtag if they be corrupt, they're taken out of power. They're taken out of power. And it seems to me, like, I don't know if you're paying attention, but there's a huge change going on. It's palpable, as they say.
But I say, sir, I don't believe that you should be making fun of the royals.
Who are you now?
Do not pretend you don't know who I am. I'm Lord Frothchild. And you, my friend, should be ashamed of yourself. How dare you besmirch the name of the royals when you have James O'Keefe going to a camping trip at Bohemian Grove. I thought that he was supposedly on the up and up. But you spend your time talking about Kate, Princess Kate. You should be ashamed of yourself, sir.
I should probably...
A real journalist would know that it was important to remind everyone that tomorrow is Meatball Day.
In honor of
National Meatball Day, I believe it is important that everyone knows that they can still get the hat. The little beanie. They can wear it all day long. It doesn't have to be the winter. Be a proud meatball like Lord Frothchild is.
I told him.
Tell them!
Do what Lord Frothchild says to do. But I really do want to know. You got to tell me. What do you think? What do you think is going on at the Royals? Do you think that this is... Who do you think it's going to be? You think it's going to be William? You think it's going to be Harry? I think there's going to be shakeup everywhere. And I'm excited for it. So, thank you for coming by. Spend a little quality time with me, a little cute tea. Do me a favor. Hit the like button. Share the channel around. Tell your friends. And don't forget to give the people around you love. Tell everybody how proud you are of them, if they're your children or your parents. Reach out to people you haven't talked to in a while. Just touch base. See how they're doing. It feels good when you're doing good for others. I love each and every one of you. Pray for everybody, even the Royals. Hopefully this all gets worked out, right? This is weird. It is weird. Like, is that her? I don't know. I don't like getting hung up in the whole it's a clone thing. I'm not really down with that. I'm not really down with it. Maybe it's a thing. But, I mean, it's just a little too ludicrous. It's a little too...
Don't forget to hit the like button, share, and subscribe.
All right, I love you. Hit the like, share it around, tell your friends, have the best day ever. I love you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.